Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all blissed? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes, of course.
Jason, thank you for engineering at GCN. Dr. Shealy, I was telling Jason about buying gas in Springfield, Missouri at Sam's Club. And, you know, I don't get out very much. And I've noticed that people have become more rude, more disinterested, more me first. And here's what happened. So at Sam's Club, they've got 15 or 20 pumps. And what they do is they let you pick whether you're going to come in from one side or the other of the pumps. You just drive in. And the lines were really long. All the pumps had probably four cars or maybe more than that on one side. And because the lines were so long, the lines were curved, and we were pulling a truck with a trailer, an 18-foot-long trailer. So we were longer than the average bear in terms of vehicle equipment length. And coming from the opposite side was this little car, and it finished pumping gas, and it wanted to come toward us. So we were facing opposite directions. And this guy was between us and some other vehicles. This guy in this little vehicle could not get out because he was blocked in from behind. You know, people pulled in right behind him, didn't give him any room to back up. And people in front of him had a curved line, and they would not allow. You could see that as the vehicles were pulling up that, you know, you need to leave room for these other guys to get out. No one did it. No one was willing to back up, even though it was all they had to do was back up, and there's plenty of room to back up. They wouldn't do it. Wouldn't let these guys out. So we, with our trailer, have to back up. You know, it was the most difficult for us, the most inconvenient for us, and the hardest for us. But nobody with just a regular vehicle or pickup truck would do it. And I've noticed that's just a symptom of what I'm seeing wherever I go. And I don't go that many places anymore. But since I have not been going out, you know, for a couple of years because of the Chinese genocide, that people, you know, I get snapshots that are farther and farther apart, so I don't see the daily increase in the misery index of how people are. Dr. Shealy, are you seeing this, or is it just where I happen to be? That, you know, it's only there.
Oh, I think it's part of the national scandal. Everything's going bad.
Yeah, everything. Everything has gone bad. And so I got an email from Sam's Club, and they said, "So how we doing? How do you like your experience?" And we had a pickup. And normally, you know, I fill these out, and I'm you know very factual about them, and I try to be polite. And I decide, and when you click send, or when you click you know next, it'll say thanks, not thank you, thanks, and. Which is the cheap version of thank you. So I decided before I sent it off, I would copy it and read it to the class today. So they wanted to know, so how are we doing? And I said, this is my quote. This is my response to them. You know, after they ask you rate from 1 to 10, you know, the friendliness, the etc., then they want to know, do you have any other thoughts? And so here are my other thoughts. Quote, Sam's has changed for the worse over the 28 years of my membership. Major appliances are no longer sold. In their place are fun and immediate gratification items. The members have become more rude, and some of the employees are exhibiting the same personality defects. The members are leaving their carts wherever they feel like it to run downhill into other unsuspecting parked cars. And flatbed carts are left where the drivers can't see them, and as a result, back into them. The parking lots are becoming to resemble automobile warfare. I'm sick of getting live roaches in my Plus membership delivery boxes. Sam's needs to raise the bar and list membership rules, the do's and don'ts of membership. I no longer like shopping at Sam's. End quote.
Oh, I gave mine up. It was 2 years ago.
Did you really?
I haven't been back.
Did any of what I said happen to reflect in why you gave yours up?
No, I gave it up before it changed.
Okay.
You know, I just, as things began to get bad, I don't go to stores.
Right.
I buy everything online if I can.
Well, that's what I do. When I buy from Sam's, it's online. And so I go to the internet and I select the items and then I have them shipped. But what I've noticed is that Sam's forgot to train their people who do the shipping. And not only did they do that, they forgot to hire someone to supervise the shipping department. So what they do is if you buy an item, they'll just throw it in a box. And the item will be on the bottom of the box. And then they'll put some packing on top of it. And what happens is that item floats around and bangs around and it gets beat up on, you know, during its travel via UPS or Federal Express. And I resent the fact that they don't pack well. And here's what they do. They use oversized boxes. They use recycle boxes, which contain roaches in them. And I'm not saying they reuse the boxes. They use new boxes, but they've been made out of recycled cardboard, which has roach eggs in it, and the roaches hatch on the way to... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Little ones, baby roaches, mama roaches, daddy roaches, baby roaches. Yeah, they're all in there. No kidding. Have you seen that?
A lot of people don't like Amazon, but I have to say I'm extremely pleased with what Amazon does. I would say 99% of what I order online is from Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they probably have the best shipping in the business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they deliver on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah, they do. Jeff Bezos took advantage of the postal system, and he carved out a deal where he gets better pricing than the rest of us. The rest of us can't ship across the street for what he can ship across the country.
Exactly.
We can't ship an empty box for what he can ship a cast iron frying pan.
Yeah.
Yep. So I just wanted to mention that I think as a result of the China genocide, something has happened to people's mental attitudes, and it is for the worse. And what I'm saying is people are looking down at their phones. They are not situationally aware, like in this gas pump line, that they weren't aware of other people, you know, needing to get out. They're just totally absorbed in themselves. And it's terrible. And go ahead, Dr. Shiel, your thoughts?
Well, I think that's part of the dumb phone movement as well. I mean, I don't have a dumb phone, therefore I don't get preoccupied with it.
Yeah. Well, another thing that's happening is if someone sells something on the internet, it used to be Craigslist, and now Craigslist was beat up by Zuckerberg's Facebook Marketplace. And so if you want to sell something on the internet, people don't want to talk to you on the phone. And so if I find something on Craigslist, what I want to do is I'll say, may I call you? I'd like to come and pick this up. May I call you? And the reason I'd like to call the person is I'd like to hear his voice or her voice. I'd like to get a feel for, you know, whether they actually own this thing, whether they're going to run me ragged and, you know, send me on a 150-mile round trip to get, you know, a piece of farm equipment that they say they have, and they may not have it. So I've got some questions, you know, about the bearings and the maintenance and, you know, those kinds of things. And I'd like to talk to the person and say, okay, so I've got your address and I can put it in my Garmin and I can, you know, I think I can find it, but I don't know for sure. But if I get lost, can I call you? Those are the things that I want to do. And people don't want to do it. They do not want to give you their phone number. Now, how do you, I don't get it. I really, and what they'll say is, I'll tell you what. So today is Friday, and we'll, you know, this is an example. So on a Friday, they'll say, okay, tell you what, when you're on your way, text me and I'll give you the address. Now think about that. When you're on your way, text me and I'll give you the address. I don't...
Well, you know, interestingly, when they ask me, for my mobile phone number, I never fill it out. I will have nothing to do with them. If they won't do a regular phone number, I'm not interested.
Yeah, Century Link says that to me all the time. Whenever I have a problem, I call them up and they go, okay, before we get into the technical support, what's your mobile phone number? I say, I don't have a mobile phone number. Well, okay, so how do we get in touch with you in case, you know, this line breaks? Well, this line is your line. This line is a Century, you know, Link telephone line, and if it breaks, you can't call me, and I can't call you. So that's why we're on the phone here talking about the problems I'm having with CenturyLink. So, no, I don't have a cell phone. And it's like, that's against the law.
You know, I just won't do business with people when if they demand a mobile phone, I go somewhere else.
Did you ever see the television series All in the Family with Archie Bunker, who's played by, and this is in the 70s.
I remember that.
Okay. So I need to have an account for, now Archie Bunker was a racist. I mean, he really disliked black people. At least he played an actor who disliked black people. But he was in, Carol O'Connor was in other shows, I think called The Heat of the Night, where his partner was a black person. So, you know, he really, it wasn't like he didn't like black people. It's just that he played the character of Archie Bunker, who was a bigot and a racist, etc. So, I needed to have a picture to set up an account to buy something. So, I absolutely refused to put my picture there. On the account, because I don't want anybody. There's only one image of me on the internet. So I asked our son if he would take care of this for me. He said sure. So he picked the picture of Archie Bunker as my picture, and in his suit, and it looked like an older guy, well mannered. But if anybody who knew would say, that's Archie Bunker, and so I asked him if he could. Please just change that picture because I don't really want to use that picture. I'd rather use Peter Falk, who played Columbo, who was, you know, always confused and looks a little bit more like me. So anyway, that we're getting to the point where you won't be able to buy things unless your picture is on the internet and unless you have a cell phone, which is really difficult for me because I refuse to have a cell phone. Period. That's so. And Dr. Shields, back to this planning thing. So, for example, if I were going to come see you in Springfield, I would have a plan. I would say, okay, this is my first stop, my second stop, my third stop. I would make the trip count. But people are more spur of the moment now. That's the point. There's, you know, they go to the store and they get on their cell phone and they say, okay, what was I supposed to get? I forget. What's wrong with the list? And then they go, okay, hold on. I'm getting to that aisle now. And, all right, let me get that the can of beans and then... What was I supposed to get? Hold on. I'll go down and get the raises, but hold on, and because I know there's a third thing. We've lost our minds. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And if you'd like to call and make an appointment to talk with medical doctor, Dr. Norm Shealy, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Now, that's the number for his clinic in Springfield, Missouri. That is not the number to call in for this broadcast class. The number to call in for the broadcast class is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, we've got Joey in Michigan and Dan in Texas on the line. I just wanted to ask you, did you have any comments about how the cell phone has destroyed our ability to plan, i.e., you know, go to the supermarket with a list? And,
well, I'm calling it from the beginning a dumb phone. I think it has dumbed down America and led to many, many, many more accidents.
On the road?
Oh, on the sidewalk as well as on the road, especially on the road. Yeah. I mean, I know a young man now who's still mentally incapacitated from an automobile accident he had 3 years ago while texting.
Wow. Very, very sad. And there are men who have walked into the upper portion of fire hydrants in the city and almost castrated themselves because they're looking at their cell phone and not where they're going, and they walk into fire hydrants. Oh, seriously.
They deserve what they get.
Yeah. And in Germany, they have implanted traffic lights near the end of the sidewalk where you approach an intersection, so you can, you know, when you're looking down, you can see that the traffic light is either red or green or yellow. No kidding, so you don't walk into traffic.
With gasoline and matches.
Here we go. Joey in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Norm, you had mentioned you take a vitamin B1 or a vitamin B6 when you're taking vitamin C so you don't get kidney stones. Which one was it?
It's vitamin B6.
All right, it's B6. And then how much of that do you take?
100 milligrams.
And do you take that every time, if you take vitamin C three times a day?
You need to get that day at least 100 milligrams of B6.
Okay, so you can take it once and it'll be good for the whole day.
Exactly.
Okay, next question. I was reading here, it says, an important note. If you take more than 10,000 units of D3 per day, you must stop consuming all dairy and vitamin C supplements in order to avoid a calcium clot. Well, first of all, what is a calcium clot?
Well, actually, they're talking about excess calcium causing blood clotting itself. But basically, I have been taking 50,000 once a week for 12 years, and I still drink all the milk products I want.
Well, and I've been taking the D3 to 50,000 units. Actually, I take it twice because I weigh a little more than both of you guys. So for that reason, you know, and I've seen this, and nowhere else have I seen anything that makes a statement. Never even heard of a calcium clot. I guess if you were taking Tums or Rolaids, that kind of calcium, that'll plug you up. And that's usually what can causes your heart disease, the people taking that. But the D3, I didn't see any, and I looked it out quite in depth. I couldn't find anything that talks about that. So you'd say that's more of a foo-foo?
I think it's, unscientific.
Okay, that's all I wanted to make sure, because I hate to be doing something I think I'm doing right and doing it wrong. Those are the questions. To add to your Walmart and Sam's Club and Amazon experiences, I would just say that's really important if you want everybody to know what you buy, how often you buy it, and, I mean, I don't want to buy anything where you need a card. I don't want anything from Amazon unless somebody else orders it for me. But why would you want to profile yourself with these wonderful companies, you know, and that's the beauty of buying online. I'm still a brick-and-mortar kind of guy. 90% of what I buy, I want to go in. I'd like to pay for it, actually have a conversation. If the person has drool running out of their mouth, then I don't want to buy it from them because I can't talk to them. And I'll go find another store that has it. And, yes, today it's a little harder to find people that don't have drool. But those are my questions. I'll let you guys go because I don't want to hog the show and I got to go. But the B6, and we don't know nothing about calcium clots, correct?
Right.
We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American politician, diplomat, and retired four-star general who served as the 65th Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005, Colin Powell, has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. General Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State, helped shape American foreign policy in the last years of the 20th century. The Olympic flame for next year's games in China is set to be lit to an empty stadium amid growing international opposition to Beijing hosting the games. Two American citizens were arrested in Athens, Greece for protesting the Beijing 2022 Olympics. Quote, "We are calling on a full boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics due to China's genocide against the Uyghur people and the unprecedented levels of repression inside Tibet, Hong Kong, Southern Mongolia, and Democratic Taiwan." USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One doctor with 4 degrees from Stanford University and now a professor at the California School has been censored, then uncensored by YouTube for his stance against vaccine mandates. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News speaks out on the vaccine mandate by President Biden.
So the science is really simple. What we found from a whole host of research studies that have come out is that the vaccines are fantastic tools to protect you against severe disease, death, and hospitalizations from COVID, even 5, 6, 7 months after the vaccine, after you got the vaccine. On the other hand, after 5 or 6 months, the protection against getting infected drops. I was vaccinated in April, and then I got COVID in August. It wasn't a severe case. The vaccine is a great tool for self-protection, but not particularly effective after a few months for public protection. But if that's true, what's the purpose of a vaccine mandate? Is it to create a space where everyone's vaccinated so you're safe from COVID? Well, the vaccine doesn't do that. We don't actually have a technology to keep you safe from COVID. So the vaccine mandates makes so little sense in the context of the scientific evidence. Vaccines are great for protecting you against the severe disease. That's why I strongly recommend them to everybody. But to force them on people, actually, it doesn't make sense from a public health point of view. And it actually, I think, caused an enormous amount of harm and distrust in public health.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shuley is with us. Medical doctor. Dan in Texas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And just like you guys do it almost every Monday that I've been listening the last 2 years, instead of Are You Blessed, Dr. Shuley, are you still practicing?
Yes, indeed. I'm only 88. I'll soon be 89, but why should I quit?
Yeah, I always run into doctors and attorneys, and I always say, gosh, you must practice a lot. When are you going to start actually doing it?
Great question.
Hey, I want to find out, how are you guys doing with your moringa trees?
Well, mine's growing. Mine's growing, and I planted a bunch of seeds, and only one germinated. Dr. Shealy, how about you?
Yeah, several doing well.
Mm-hmm. And I find that they really like Miracle-Gro type fertilizer, and I have to keep changing the pots and putting them in larger and larger, putting it in a larger and larger pot. So yeah, and they really like the sun. But not too much sun. Too much sun, they wilt. How about you, Dan?
Well, back with the frost back in February, I lost about three of them, but I've got two that are almost about 8 foot tall, and I got six more that are between 2 feet and maybe 4 feet.
Did you plant them from seeds, or did you buy seedlings?
No, yeah, they were all from seeds. And I try to cut some of my vegetables and lettuces and even my moringa. So every week I put moringa in my salads.
So how do you do that? What is your protocol?
Oh, okay. So I love sweet potatoes, but I have sweet potato vines that are pretty much taken over a corner of my yard. So I cut a bunch of sweet potato vines and put them in my salad. And as I walk by them, I trim a little bit of the moringa tree. And then if I have some other lettuces, I'll put those and go from there.
That's interesting. I've never eaten sweet potato vines. Leaves.
They're delicious.
Interesting. I'll try it next year. I just harvested mine last week. I've now got them at 80 degrees for 2 weeks, which you're supposed to do is harden them at 80 degrees for 2 weeks. To keep them from rotting. And mine, I've got another week to have mine prepared for the winter.
The sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I've been eating the sweet potatoes so much that I'm just like, you know what? I like these so much. Oh, that's right. I still have to dig up those sweet potatoes. Yeah.
So I guess the question is, why grow white potatoes when you can grow sweet potatoes, right?
But they're much better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just impressed at how much vines I get from that. I mean, they're just literally growing all over the fence. They make a very beautiful, how should I say, scenery for my backyard, too, even though they're probably a little overgrown.
Dan, I've got a comment to make. My mom was one of three. And she was the one who would listen to Carlton Fredericks on the radio back in the 60s. And she's the one who would, if she were steaming broccoli, she would keep the water, put it in the refrigerator and drink it as a beverage. So it'd be broccoli water. She would eat sweet potatoes, not white potatoes. And she was very, very careful how she ate. And so the question is, how did she do compared to her brother and sister? Well, she was the oldest. And she outlived them by 20 years. So there really is something to this.
Yeah, my grandma, she was a gardener, and she probably had 2 acres, and she lived to 98, but she had that bourbon and water every day. And I thought, well, I know that's probably part of it, but I think it was more of all the fruits and vegetables that she grew in her backyard.
Well, let me address that. And maybe we can connect a dot. So my mother's father was in World War I, and he did something that he, for a very long time, as long as I knew him, which was, you know, since the 50s, he would take a raw egg, and he would take a fork every morning. He would take a fork, one of the tines of a fork, and poke a little tiny hole in one end. And then he'd poke a little tiny hole in the other end. And then he would suck the raw egg out through the hole. Now, you need to have two holes, one to allow the air pressure to equalize, so air could rush in one end of the egg while you suck the egg yolk, the whole thing, out the other end. And so he would eat a raw egg every day for breakfast and chase it with a small amount of whiskey. And he lived... Oh, yeah.
For breakfast.
Yes, and he was not an alcoholic. I mean, that was it. It was just a, you know, small amount, like a, probably a half a shot of whiskey, maybe. And it seemed to work for him because he lived into his mid-90s. So I just wanted to share that with you, Dan and Dr. Shuley.
Well, I do a raw egg in my protein smoothie every morning, but being a teacher, I don't think I'll do the whiskey, maybe after school.
You know, my dad, you know, it's interesting how these stories all tie together. So one day this boy joined the school that my dad was a principal at, elementary school. And one of the teachers was complaining that this boy was drinking wine for lunch. He'd bring his lunch and he'd have some wine. And we're talking like eighth grade or below. And the teacher was outraged that, you know, how could this young boy be bringing booze to school? And what happened was, because he was from Europe and they didn't drink water, they would drink diluted wine with their meals, they thought it was just, that's what you do, right? And that's what it was. It was a, you know, didn't get expelled or anything. They just, that was their practice. Now, I don't know how my dad resolved it. I don't know if he said, look, you can't do that. Probably he said, you can't do that here. You can drink wine at home, but not here in school. But that's just was a custom. Probably out of necessity. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
No. Each of us has to make choices, and hopefully everybody will make the wisest choice for him or herself.
Do you have a concern with a young person who is in developmental years drinking, let's say, 2 ounces of wine with 6 ounces of water once a day?
Young.
Well, let's say seventh or eighth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade.
I don't know. My kids were not introduced to wine until they were at least 16.
Okay.
So maybe that's okay.
Dan,
as long
back
as
to
they
you.
Do it under supervision, I think it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Dan?
Yeah, I think that's interesting, kind of going off of Dr. Shealy's choices, and this is kind of one of the questions I want to ask you. Coke or sugar?
Junk. Neither.
Which one?
I think Coke is pure junk and sugar is equal junk.
Okay, so Coke or the vaccine?
Coke? I miss it.
You mean Coca-Cola? Oh.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out which, you know, like Coca-Cola versus sugar. Well, which one was less harmful? And then my next question was Coke or the vaccine?
Well, vaccine is definitely more harmful. But I haven't had, I haven't drunk pop in 40 years.
Yeah, I have a paint stain on my cement. We had our front door painted and it couldn't get rid of the paint. And I thought, you know, I haven't tried Coca-Cola yet. So I poured some on there, and sure enough, it just ate away the paint. Wonder what it does to our stomach.
You know, there's a story about that that's very similar, and that is that the police carry a six-pack of Coke or its equivalent in the trunk of their car. So when there's an accident and there's blood all over the road, they open that six-pack and they pour it on the blood, and it goes, it dissolves the blood. Seriously. So, yeah. And I'll tell you what I use it for. We had some guys that were doing some work for us, really heavy work, and they left a couple cans of soda, Coke. And so I knew it was useful, but what do you do with it? You certainly don't want to drink it. So we had a toilet that had been using unsoftened water, because I was doing an experiment to see if hard water versus soft water there'd be a difference over time in the flushing system of a toilet, and the lime would build up in the toilet tank. So I took a can of soda, Coke, poured it all over the flush valve, and it fixed it. So it stopped running. Yeah. So yeah, it dissolves the lime. So there are uses for it. I mean, don't throw it away. unfortunately, there could be an accident that you might run up on, and you might need it from the back of your car or your toilet tank. Dan?
Yeah,
Question to Dr. Shealy. Was it the castor oil that you mentioned you use every night before you go to bed?
Yeah, for cataracts, yes.
Okay.
One drop in each eye.
Do you have any recommendations for, like, essential oils or natural cologne instead of using all those harmful perfumes for men?
Well, of course, I created something called transcutaneous acupuncture, which is mixtures of specific essential oils that can activate acupuncture points. Now, different ones we found are essential. It depends on what you want to raise, whether you want to raise your DHEA, your oxytocin, et cetera. It requires a different blend of oils.
Okay, and that was called French?
I call them fire bliss, air bliss, water bliss, earth bliss, crystal bliss. Each of them has a different purpose.
Oh, okay, so kind of using that, what I would need, I can just use that as a cologne?
Well, the only one I use other than that is I like pure rose oil. That's been my favorite for almost 50 years.
Okay.
Plain, pure old rose oil.
Okay, well, thank you for your question.
Dan, you can get Dr. Shealy's formula, Bliss Oils, at his website, normshealy.com. And Dr. Shealy has me on Fire Bliss right now. And so I used to be really, really nervous, anxious when I was first broadcasting over 10 years ago. And that's where Dr. Shealy and I met, at a radio station. He had a broadcast, and he was on the hour before I was on. And he could hear my knees knocking as I was walking, toward the studio. So he introduced me to Bliss Oils. And it immediately, absolutely immediately, stopped my anxiety, microphone fright, if you will. Stage fright, yeah. And so he has me on Fire Bliss right now. Absolutely. So I've seen it work. I've used it. I use it. I use his PEMF device. They all work. And I follow his protocol for vitamin C, vitamin D3, his youth formula, which is vitamin C plus MSM, his Dr. Shealy's essentials. I follow his protocol, and it really works very, very well. And I wanted to ask you, Dan, are you getting roaches in packages that you have delivered from either Walmart or Sam's Club? Do you get them too, or are they just like our farm?
That's a good question, because they do have should I ask on the other side?
Yeah, please do. Please do. We'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092.
800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. By the way, Dr. Shealy was our very first instructor at USA Prepares. And he and I have been broadcasting together over 10 years, 2 hours a week. And Dan, roaches. Are you getting roaches?
No.
In any of your packages?
I have never gotten that on a package that I'm aware of. And I would certainly think I would, but I haven't.
Okay.
But again, I 90+% of what I order comes from Amazon only.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't order from anybody else practically unless I can't find it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Dan, how about you?
Well, I think some of the roaches that I've seen lately, I'm just wondering, gosh, I leave those Amazon boxes in the house 1 or 2 days. Now I'm just going to open up the stuff and then put them outside. And I don't know if there's any correlation, but is there any natural remedy to get rid of roaches and politicians?
I say politicians are worse than roaches.
Dan, I've got to say, you repeat yourself. Those are synonyms. Roaches.
Oh, I should use synonym? You think synonym?
Now, Dan, seriously, for roaches, boric acid. And what happens is it causes them to bloat. And they've got no way of releasing the gas that builds up in their bodies. And they don't actually explode, but they burst. And that kills them. So boric acid, and that's what, you know, the roach powders, whether they're yellow or whatever color they add to the boric acid, that's what it is. But I was just wondering if you got them. And let me share with our class our protocol for when we buy things. So we have an outdoor wood furnace. And I used to love to keep these big cardboard boxes. So if I bought paper towels, they'd come in a great big shipping box. But the problem is that if you look on the bottom circle, on the bottom of the box, there's a circle that says the corner crush pressure or strength. The ones that say 32 pounds, 32 PSI, those are the ones that are typically made with recycled cardboard. Those are those cheesy, flimsy boxes. And you go, gosh, some boxes are strong and some boxes are really flimsy. Well, if you look at that circle, you'll see the crush, corner crush strength. The ones that are 32 PSI or 32 pounds, those are typically recycled. And those are the ones that contain the roaches for us. So what I do is when we get shipments, I leave them outside. For example, I may throw them in the back of a truck, wear gloves, throw the box in the back of the truck, and leave it pointing toward the sun so the sun bakes it. And then I turn it on all sides and let the sun's ultraviolet rays disinfect any viruses or diseases that might be on the box. And so hopefully the roaches jump off. But they don't always do that because they live in the corrugation of the cardboard. And some are little tiny and they're just little fellas and they're just starting life. And they just hatched. So they're inside the corrugation of the cardboard boxes. The next thing I do is I take the contents out and I put the cardboard box on the ground. And then I fold it up and I throw it into the fire. I didn't used to do that. I used to save those large cardboard boxes, flatten them, and put them under the tractors and under the vehicles that we work on so that when oil drips, it drips on the cardboard. And then I turn the cardboard 180 degrees. Then I do the other side of the cardboard, get maximum use out of it, and then into the fire it goes. The bottom line was I used it as a blotter for oils that drip in our farm equipment. But I can't do that anymore because I have roaches in them. And they have roach eggs in the cardboard. And they hatch. You know, you might have them for 2 weeks and then they hatch. So it's a problem. Now, maybe in the winter, you know, that problem will go away and we can start using cardboard again. But what I do is, you know, I found this out because I put the cardboard flat on the concrete. And then at night I'd go into the barn, you know, pick something up, you know, in the middle of the night, I'd go, oh, I gotta get this out of the barn. And I'd wake up and I'd go out in the barn, I'd pick up the cardboard, and then roaches would scurry out from under the cardboard. So they come from the boxes. And I even open brand new boxes, and there are those little fellows running around saying, boy, we're home, we're now at the farm, everything's good, and we can jump off. No kidding. It's only the Walmart and Sam's Club boxes that I have found. So I just wanted to share that.
You found it in Amazon too?
I don't know about Amazon, but I have found it in Walmart and Sam's Club. Brand new healthy roaches. Brand new. And I don't want them in the house because you get one and you get 4,000, you know, tomorrow. Then you get 40,000 the next day. I mean, these things, and if you want to know, class, if you want to know, if you've ever been in a house that kind of smells like a natural gas leak, like is there something wrong with the stove? Kind of smells like that. You know, that is the smell of roaches. No kidding. So if you ever want to know if someone has roaches and you smell that smell when you walk in their house, they have roaches. It smells like a natural gas leak. Seriously. I used to be a slumlord. I know all about it. I was a landlord, and our tenants turned us into slumlords. So I know how it works. Dan, any other comments?
On the other side, if you can just comment about any new TV shows you recommend besides Jericho and The Walking Dead.
Lucille, yeah, I'm tuning up Lucille, making sure she's ready to go. Okay, I've got a comment. Hey, Dr. Shuley, I'm sure we can talk about this. We'll be right back with Dan after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.